This is Jay Sekulow. The nation celebrates the National Day of Prayer. The president goes to Ground Zero to lay a wreath at the site. And more developments out of Pakistan.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We are your people, called by your name, running back to you, running back to you.
We need to pray for our military, we need to pray for our president and all those in authority. That's what the National Day of Prayer is all about. It's not about Islam versus Christianity or whatever. It's about a nation coming together and praying for its leadership.
Getting bin Laden is a turning point. It's like a Gettysburg in the war on terror. It doesn't mean we've won it, but it means we've turned the corner.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. And, of course, the nation is celebrating the National Day of Prayer. The President of the United States is headed to New York. He's actually in New York now, where he is going to be laying a wreath at the site of Ground Zero, marking the occasion of the tragedy that hit the United States, but also now the death of Osama bin Laden by our Navy SEALs. And then we've got developments coming out of Pakistan. We're also going to play in the second segment of the broadcast. I'm going to have Rick Kyle, lead singer from Sonic Flood, who's going to be here talking about a song that they did last year for the National Day of Prayer, but I thought it'd be appropriate. We'll play some of that during the breaks, and we'll also actually play the song during the broadcast today. But let me start with, in our studios here in our campus at Regent University. I'm at the Regent University campus today. Shahar Ergil is a associate counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice and heads up our efforts in Pakistan. And Shahar, as the country's celebrating the National Day of Prayers, we're looking at all these issues. There's also a focus on Pakistan. What is the latest you're hearing from our team on the ground there?
Jay, in Pakistan, after the killing of Osama bin Laden, what's going on is that most of the population is just there continuing on to their everyday life. But there's a huge anti-American sentiment, and Muslim groups are holding funeral prayers for Osama bin Laden. And just yesterday, a group of lawyers in Peshawar and Abbottabad, where Osama bin Laden was killed, they have actually protested against the United States government and the Pakistani government, and also they are also holding funeral prayers. So there's this different type of sentiments going on. On the one hand, you have pro-Islamic and fundamentalist groups holding prayers, chanting slogans against America and the Pakistani government for letting United States soldiers to violate this Pakistani sovereignty. But at the same time, there's other population there are continuing on to their lives.
You know, the interesting dynamic with all of this, of course, is that when you have a situation develop here, the concern that I have, Shahar, is the United States took the appropriate action, in my view, but these radical Islamists are not stopping simply because Osama bin Laden is gone.
That's correct. In fact, what they are saying in the statements that Osama bin Laden is a martyr, and their mission, their jihad, is continuing. And what they are praying for is that there will be more Osama bin Laden born. And news are coming out of Indonesia and Pakistan and different countries where Muslim groups associated with al-Qaeda, they're giving statements that they will not stop and there will be huge reprisals.
So let me ask you last question here very quickly because we're running close on time. The we give $3.5 billion of aid from the United States to Pakistan. Do the people there appreciate the support of the United States?
Not at all. Actually, in the past couple years, there has been the anti-American sentiment is increasing, and the funding that is given for basically the development of the country doesn't actually reach them. There is a huge power outage in the country. People don't have jobs. People don't have access to utilities. So there's the funding is not really helping the country.
And the radicals are taking advantage of that.
That's correct.
All right, folks, we're going to be taking a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the National Day of Prayer and what's going on there. We're going to also talk about some more of the developments on the international front. But, folks, what we want to do today is President Obama visits the site of Ground Zero. We want to offer you our DVD called The Export. You need to understand, we've got bin Laden, but this war is going on. And we've got a great DVD called The Export. We're sending it to you absolutely free. We're going to send you a booklet on Sharia law as well. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Order that now. We'll send it to you free.
It is happening all over the world. Radical Islamic extremists on the move, dedicated to destroying freedom, democracy, our way of life. We face many challenges, but none perhaps more significant than the growing threat of global terrorism. Whether it's in the Middle East, Europe, or right here at home, the threat is real, the danger clear. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your religious freedoms, here at home and abroad. Our work has never been more important. In order to understand the threat, we need to understand what's behind the radical Islamic extremists. We want to send you our new film, The Export, Radical Islam's Map to End Democracy, a powerful DVD examining the crisis in the Middle East. In addition, we'll also send you a new resource, a new booklet entitled Sharia Law, Radical Islam's Threat to the U.S. Constitution. Two vital resources, both the film and book, free of charge, our gift to you. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. That song is called Mayday. It's by Sonic Flow. Rick Hiles in the studios with me here in our campus at Regent University. This was a song that was used last year at the National Day of Prayer at a big event. And we thought it'd be appropriate to talk about this as the country's called to prayer. And I want you to continue to pray for our military men and women that are serving right now in harm's way. You know, we're all very excited about the extermination of Osama bin Laden. But the fact of the matter is we've got men and women in harm's way. Al-Qaeda and their representatives have not stopped simply because we got bin Laden. Obviously, that was a big deal. But the fact of the matter is that those that are supporting terror are continuing their efforts right now as we speak. And as we're here at the National Day of Prayer, we need to be praying for our troops, for our men and women. And, Rick, let me ask you a question. We're going to play the song in just a moment. Tell me about the song. What was the kind of the emphasis? And where did you perform this last year? People need to understand this.
Yeah, last year we performed this on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, and it was a day of repentance. And we believe that God desires us to chase after him and to pray for the things that we've done in our lives and as a nation, as together, that have gone up against him. And We need to repent. I believe in 2 Chronicles 7:14 it says that if we humble ourselves and seek his face, it'll heal our land. And so for us, you can't go on living in this nation, in this world, and not turn a blind eye to the things that, you know, are terribly wrong with it.
Let's do this. This is the song Mayday. It's from last year's National Day of Prayer. But as we're celebrating the National Day of Prayer today, let's go ahead and take a listen.
Free from sea to shining sea, blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. But turning from your face, we've chosen our own way, only to find ourselves drowning in distress. Have we gone too far away to find our way back to you? Your people, called by your name. stained hands, brought guilt upon this land. The cries of children we choose to ignore. And then we banned your name. We have ourselves to blame. Our pride of sin is on parade. Have we gone too far away?
There's a little bit of the song from Sonic Flood called Mayday. And by the way, Rick, if people want to get the song and get information, what's the best place for them to go?
Really, the best place to go is our website, sonicflood.com. That'll direct you to our Facebook and everywhere else that we are on the web.
All right, so we were talking before we heard the song about, I made the statement that the war on terror continues. You said this morning you got information that you're getting out through Sonic Flood's website and through Facebook. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Well, we have the opportunity of playing a couple of different bases all around the world, and got a
You played at military bases.
We play at military bases. It's a great honor for us to go and encourage our men and women and troops. And got a message today from one of the chaplains that his son-in-law had passed away in Afghanistan and was wanting us to put up a profile picture of him in commemoration of just his bravery and defense of our freedom.
So there you have it, folks. I mean, this is the perfect example of this war on terror. We're going to talk with Skip Ashton in just a couple of minutes here. This war on terror continues despite the fact that we have a situation, and I think this is the reality. We have a situation where this war is continuing, and we've got to be aware of it. Now, Rick, you've been with the troops when you're over there. Give us your sense of the morale when you all are there. They know what they're fighting for, obviously.
They are very excited to see somebody that comes over from the U.S. that cares about them. Sometimes they feel like the forgotten people because it's a bizarre situation. They're over there sacrificing everything so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we have, but sometimes they do really feel like the forgotten people. And so the morale is great when we're there. I pray that they continue to fight for those freedoms, and, you know, just the sacrifice is incredible.
You know, as we're in this National Day of Prayer celebration, as the president's about to lay this wreath at the site of Ground Zero, I think it's appropriate for everyone to be remembering and praying for our troops. This is a day where we need to be in prayer for our troops. They're in harm's way. The country is jubilant, which is understandable. We've got Osama bin Laden. And as I said on the broadcast the last few days, President Obama deserves a lot of credit for this. President Bush deserves credit. But ultimately, it was, of course, also the CIA and the Navy SEALs, all of them doing a fantastic job. But you have to understand that they're in harm's way. And I want you to take this as a moment for education so that you can be informed and educated as to really what's going on in our country right now. And that is, this war continues. The attempts of radical Islam to spread are not going to decrease because we got Osama bin Laden. As we're going to learn from Skip Ashton in just a moment, we've got to be really vigilant right now. We're at one of those critical moments and critical points. So we put together, which we started working on last year and this year as well, this DVD full-length feature film called The Export. It is a full documentary on what radical Islam is trying to do in the Middle East and then throughout the world, right here in the United States. We have a booklet that goes with it on Sharia law, and that booklet will give you great insight as to what Sharia law does and how it's not compatible with the United States Constitution. And I want to encourage you to get this DVD, full-length feature film. It is our gift to you, and it's our gift to you because we've got ACLJ members that funded this project, and I want to thank the 8,000 of you that funded this special DVD called The Export. We're working on another one right now, a brand new one that's going to come out on September, about the month before September 11th, dealing with exactly what that meant to our country with John Ashcroft. So our ACLJ media team is doing a great job, and the ACLJ films team is doing a great job. But we want to send you The Export, and everyone that's listening to us, really needs a copy of it. Here's the number for you to get the export. We're going to send it to you, as well as that booklet on Sharia law, our gift to you, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And we'll also send you, as I said, this great booklet and the DVD, The Export, 877-989-2255. Let me also encourage you to financially support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. And there's an easy way to do that. You know, you just heard from Shahar earlier. Now, you're talking about a situation, folks, where the offices of the American Center for Law and Justice, we've got offices in, right in Pakistan. So when we were broadcasting to you this week from Washington, we've got a team in Pakistan. We've got a research center here at Virginia Beach, Virginia, at the campus of Regent University. All of this because of you. So I want to encourage you to support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice for the ACLJ and continue to keep our legal team and our full team in prayer as well. I think that's really critical. Rick, let me ask you another question here. You've been with these troops when you're out performing. You've got a heart for them. When you did the song, and it says, God bless the land that's free, and then you see the nation under attack, how do you react to that? Now that we've got Osama bin Laden, which is a great victory, and then I think it does help preserve our freedom, no doubt about it. How do you wrote the song, obviously. What did it mean to you?
Well, the freedoms that we have are just vast compared to the rest of the world, and traveling the world and just being able to see how many people do not even comprehend the freedoms that we have. But like I was talking to you earlier during the break, that I feel like now that we've cut the head off the snake, I think seven are going to come out of that. So we need to be, like you said, vigilant in our prayers to the Lord and desiring to seek his face, at the same time knowing where we can be in the natural and doing what we can.
All right, well, it's Rick Hyle. The song is called Mayday. It's on Sonic Flood's Facebook. We encourage you to go there and get information about that, and great work, and you can get the song right there. Folks, we're taking a break. We come back, more of your calls. 877-989-2255 if you want that DVD, The Export, and the booklet that goes with it. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
It is happening all over the world. Radical Islamic extremists on the move, dedicated to destroying freedom, democracy, our way of life. We face many challenges, but none perhaps more significant than the growing threat of global terrorism. Whether it's in the Middle East, Europe, or right here at home, the threat is real, the danger clear. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your religious freedoms, here at home and abroad. Our work has never been more important. In order to understand the threat, we need to understand what's behind the radical Islamic extremists. We want to send you our new film, The Export, Radical Islam's Map to End Democracy, a powerful DVD examining the crisis in the Middle East. In addition, we'll also send you a new resource, a new booklet entitled Sharia Law, Radical Islam's Threat to the U.S. Constitution. Two vital resources, both the film and book, free of charge, our gift to you. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, and live on aclj.org. For more information, go to jordanseculo.com.
Broadcast, everyone, and a very special day here, the National Day of Prayer. We were talking about that with Rick Hyle, and we've got our senior counsel for the national security here at the American Center for Law and Justice, also a law professor at Regent University School of Law, Skip Ash. And Skip, I want to get right to you on this. First of all, let's talk about the National Day of Prayer for a moment. Country has a lot to be thankful for, our freedoms,
and the fact that we did get Osama bin Laden.
That's exactly right. You know, we have men and women in uniform. You know, the average age of these units that are out there is 20 and a half years old. And these are young men and women who are putting their life on the line for us. We have so much to be thankful for. We have the freedoms that God has given us that are enshrined in our Constitution, and we also have the fact that we have young men and women who are willing to enlist and go into the military service in order to protect those privileges and those rights for us. So on this National Day of Prayer, we have so much to be thankful for, and we should especially pray, as Jay has already said, for the men and women in uniform who are willing to lay down their lives to protect our freedoms.
Let me ask you this question. Now I'm going to play a soundbite because, Skip, the president has been hesitant to call this the war on terror. In fact, he's not used the word. The Democrats have not used the word. Now we got Osama bin Laden, and this is not a day to criticize the president. I'm not. But I do want to point out a little bit of the hypocrisy here. Let's play soundbite number 12.
Getting bin Laden is a turning point. It's like a Gettysburg in the war on terror. It doesn't mean we've won it, but it means we've turned the corner.
Now, I agree, by the way, with everything that Chuck Schumer said, including the fact that this is the war on terror. But this is not a phrase the Democrats were willing to use 4 days ago.
That's right. But I think we should be thankful that they're finally recognizing that we're in a war. And this war is based on a philosophy that wants to apply terrorist tactics against everything we stand for. And if they are finally getting it, God bless them.
Well, lady, he got it, because let me now play another soundbite for you again. This is Chuck Schumer, ranking Democrat, who, again, they were not using the phrase war on terror. Listen to soundbite number 13.
You know, I remember the early days after 9/11. People doubted whether we could win this war on terror. This was brand new. No lines of battle. Suicide bombers who would kill themselves. How are we going to win? You bet on the United States. We always prevail.
Well, there you go. I think he's absolutely right. But you know the irony of all this is, folks, I hope it's not we're using the – I'm glad we're using the phrase war on terror, but I hope it's not because we got Osama bin Laden. We should be using this phrase anyways. But here's the good news, and I do think this is good news. The administration did the right thing by focusing on it like a laser beam. Our troops did a fantastic job, as did our you can't help but really thank our intelligence gathering, too. This was a painstaking effort, Skip. Now, you have been involved in national security for a long time. These are long processes. Let's talk about, they're talking about 5 and 6 years. It's like a needle in a haystack.
That's exactly right. I always think of it this way. If you think about one of those huge puzzles with 1,000 pieces, and you're picking up 3 or 4 pieces at a time, and they're unrelated, it's that whole putting that puzzle together and finding key pieces that mean nothing individually until you start putting them together. So it's one of those things where you have various intelligence services, military intelligence gathering, you have the CIA, you have maybe allies assisting, you have people coming across these various little threads, these various little pieces, and putting them together, and finally you begin to get a picture, and once you get that picture, it's actionable. And that's what happened here. It was a bunch of little pieces put together, and finally they had the idea that Osama bin Laden was there and they'd go after him, and the president said yes, and he is to be commended for that decision.
I also want to tie in the significance of the National Day of Prayer, and then we'll do a little bit of a flashback in a moment on Franklin Graham and last year's controversy. But, Skip, you were involved. You were served in the military for a long time, Lieutenant Colonel. You have had a distinguished career. You know about the Christian Fellowship, the Officers Christian Fellowship, and the great work that they do. But there's been this trend over the last couple of years where both with the chaplains, and we've represented a number of them, and the whole attack inside the military on Christianity. How significant is, we're celebrating the National Day of Prayer and our troops are in harm's way, how significant has that been?
It's very significant. I think what's happening is that chaplains are becoming cowed and are being afraid. They've been told by so many people they can't pray in Jesus' name, that they have to be very careful about the beliefs of others and being respectful of those, and I would agree they need to. But at the same time, we have people outside the military who are seeking to come in and to completely isolate any religious expression to chapels, and only under certain circumstances. There's a push to have atheist chaplains. There's a push to, some are even pushing to get rid of the chaplaincy altogether. So there is a great push to remove all remnant, all, you know, inkling of Christianity or any religious system from the military.
You know, it's interesting. It was last year this week that the controversy surrounding Franklin Graham was supposed to speak at the Pentagon. They decided, after pressure from Mikey Weinstein's group, who you just interviewed, just debated, Skip, Military Freedom from Religion Foundation, they disinvited him. They rescinded the invitation. Let's take a listen to what Franklin had to say about that last year, soundbite 20.
We need to pray for our military. We need to pray for our president and all those that are in authority. That's what the National Day of Prayer is all about. It's not about Islam versus Christianity or whatever. It's about a nation coming together and praying for its leadership. And that's what we're going to do on May 6th, National Day of Prayer,
right.
To focus this nation on praying to God to ask for his help.
Those were his words before he was then had his invitation rescinded. Which was really tragic. And, Skip, this points to, again, the problem of protecting, why we had got to be vigilant overseas and why we've got to be vigilant right here in the United States in protecting these chaplains and protecting the right to pray.
That's right. If we don't stand up and be heard, we're going to be losing our freedoms a little bit at a time. And what people are emphasizing right now is the rights of minorities. But what about the rights of the majority faith? Remember, most people who profess a religious faith in this country are Christians, and therefore, by virtue of that fact, most of the sentiments, religious sentiments expressed in this country will be of some sort of the Christian faith. And therefore, to hear that message is not offensive. To hear that message is not a violation of the Establishment Clause, and for Franklin Graham to be able to speak from his religious perspective should have been permitted and should have been celebrated.
And it was not, because he spoke out against Islam. And, Skip, let me ask you this last question here. We've got Osama bin Laden. That's great news. The battle against radical Islam, though, goes forward.
It certainly does, and it's going to go forward for many more years. There are people out there who hate everything we stand for, who are trying to impose upon us a religious and legal system totally incompatible with the Constitution of the United States. They're not going to go easily. We're going to have to be vigilant, we're going to have to stand up, and we're going to have to be ready. And we have men and women doing that right now at various places around the world, and they deserve our support and they deserve our prayers.
Let me ask you to do this, folks, a couple of things here. You've heard from our legal team. We've got offices around the world. We're defending chaplains. We're defending those that are speaking out on the war on terror. We're dealing with national security issues. We're combating the Sharia law expansion. All of this going on at the American Center for Law and Justice and our global affiliates. I want you to support the work of the ACLJ. We don't do that often on this broadcast where we ask you directly to do it. And there's an easy way to do it. You can simply go to ACLJ.org and just donate a tax-deductible gift to the ACLJ. I'd encourage you and appreciate you doing that today. That would be very, very great for us, and we would encourage you doing that. At the same time, let me say this. Fighting back is critical, and we've got to get you educated. And we put together a great DVD, a full-length feature film called The Export. We've got a booklet on Sharia law that goes with it. We're sending all of that to you. Here is the number for you to get that booklet and that free DVD, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org, and we're going to send you the export and the booklet that goes with it. And we think that will be a great educational tool for you as we celebrate this National Day of Prayer. Let's be able to focus on what we're fighting against. So again, this is a great feature film. We've distributed over 100,000 copies already. Over 100,000 copies of that booklet on Sharia law. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Only to find ourselves drowning in distress.